Dr. Baliga here. The case scenario or multiple choice question discussed in this podcast is derived from an outstanding chapter on patient safety in Baliga's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. It's authored by Dr. Angela Tess, MD, who is Associate Professor of Medicine at Harvard Medical School. She's a hospitalist in the Division of General Medicine and Primary Care, Department of Medicine at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, Director of QI and Safety for GME at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. During her second year as a hospitalist, she served as a Rapkin Fellow in Medical Education. She served as an Associate Program Director for the Internal Medicine Training Program, where she was in charge of quality and curriculum development. As a hospitalist, Dr. Tess currently teaches on medical wards and is Director of Education for the Hospitalist Program. Dr. Eric J. Alper, MD, is Professor of Medicine at UMass Medical School. He completed his medical training and internal medicine at UMass Medical School. In 1996, he became the first hospitalist at UMass Medical Center and helped to create the hospitalist program there. He was the internal medicine clerkship director from 1998 to 2007 and patient safety officer for UMass Memorial Medical Center from 2003 to 2006. Multiple choice question number 19, day 19. Which of the following is an example of a strong intervention to prevent harm? A. A protocol to cross-check with two patient identifiers for a blood transfusion to prevent mismatched blood transfusion. B. A needleless delivery system to administer IV medications to patients to prevent needle stick injuries to nurses. C. A sign reminding providers to wash their hands upon entering and leaving a patient room to prevent the spread of MRSA, and D, a checklist for central line placement to prevent retained guide wires after the procedure. And the answer is B, a needleless delivery system to administer IV medications to patients to prevent needle stick injuries to nurses. A strong intervention to prevent harm is one that makes it virtually impossible by design. It would be virtually impossible for a nurse to receive a needle stick injury from a system without a needle. Protocols, checklists, and educational tools are less strong interventions as they are dependent upon people using those tools and information. Once a root cause is identified, interventions can be designed to try and prevent the error from happening again. In general, weaker strategies rely on education or reminders to providers. Remember to use two patient identifiers or rules. Intermediate strategies change workflow or provider behavior, such as checklists or protocols. And the strongest interventions include force functions that don't allow you to commit the error. For example, nasal cannulas that only attach to the oxygen nozzle prevent inadvertent delivery of nitrogen. The case discussed in this podcast is derived from Baliga's textbook of internal medicine, from an outstanding chapter on patient safety, authored by Dr. Angela Tess, MD, Associate Professor of Medicine at Harvard Medical School, and she is a hospitalist in the Division of General Medicine and Primary Care, Department of Medicine at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, BIDMC. She is also the Director of QI and Patient Safety for GME at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston. During her second year as a hospitalist, she served as a Rapkin Fellow in Medical Education. During this fellowship, Dr. Tess created a model to teach quality improvement to residents. She served as an associate program director for the internal medicine training program, where she was in charge of quality and curriculum development. Dr. Tess currently teaches on the medical wards and is a director of education for the hospitalist program. She has led faculty workshops in both curriculum development and patient safety education. She is currently co-director of SHM and AAIM's Quality and Safety Educators Academy. Dr. Eric J. Alper is MD FACP, SFHM, is a professor of medicine at UMass Medical School, where he also did his medical training and his internal medicine residency. In 1996, he became the first hospitalist at UMass Medical Center and helped to create the hospitalist program there. He was the internal medicine clerkship director from 1998 to 2007 and the patient safety officer for UMass Memorial Medical Center from 2003 to 2006. He is now the vice president and the chief clinical informatics officer at UMass Memorial Healthcare. He has received multiple teaching awards and has been recognized for numerous quality and patient safety improvements.